This is Audible.
The Concho Kid, a Western short story, written by J.C. Holsey, narrated by Steve Blizzen. Acknowledgements. To all those great authors of the past who have inspired me by writing great stories. Introduction. This story is one that came to me in the dead of night. I got out of bed to take my dog outside, and when I got back into bed, I couldn't go back to sleep. My mind started working, and I didn't get back to sleep until a few hours later. I have been writing about the good guys, heroes of the West, so to speak. I felt there was a need for a bad guy to appear in my repertoire. The Concho Kid is just that. Not only is he a bad guy, he's the worst of the worst. He's a killer. He kills indiscriminately. No one is safe when he goes on a killing rampage. I hope you enjoy it. The Concho Kid. Benjamin Bradley, 16 years old, coal black hair, standing at 5 feet 11 inches tall, weighing in at 175 pounds. Ben killed his stepdaddy one day for beating him, his ma, and his younger brother. Cord McKellen was a big brute of a man that enjoyed seeing others hurt. He would beat Ben and his little brother just to hear them cry. McKellen was a real good friend with the sheriff, who was also a bully. The sheriff was very upset that his drinking and gambling buddy was dead, killed by his own kid, no less. Well, his stepkid, anyhow. The sheriff gave Ben the choice: stand trial for murder and probably hang, or get out of town.
"You ain't giving me much of a choice. I reckon I'll leave town just as soon as I tell Ma and Chester goodbye."
"See that you do. I'll be back in 1 hour. If you ain't gone by then, I will take you to jail."
"Oh, don't worry, Sheriff. You won't ever see me again."
He didn't say goodbye to anyone. He waited for the sheriff to leave, then slipped behind the buildings and ran to catch him before he went into his office. He took the gun from his waistband, the same gun he used to kill his stepdaddy, cocked the hammer. He waited for the sheriff to come around the corner. As the sheriff reached to open the door to his office, Ben pulled the trigger. The sheriff had a shocked expression on his face when he turned and saw who shot him. He looked down at the spreading crimson stain on the boardwalk, dripping from his back and down his arm. He crumpled to the wooden floor just outside his office. Ben ran from the scene, still holding the murder weapon in his hand. Town folks were running in all directions and screaming.
"The Bradley kid just killed the sheriff. He's got a gun.
Look out, he's headed this way. Quick, get out of sight.
He's crazy. Stay out of sight."
Ben walked calmly to the livery stable.
"Hello, Ben. Haven't seen you in a while. What's that you got there? Looks like a gun. What are you going to do with that gun?"
"No, Ben, no! I ain't never done nothing to you. Don't shoot, please! Oh!"
He grabbed his chest, turned, and stumbled out the door about 5 feet and fell onto the hard-packed dirt in front of the livery stable. People were screaming and hollering, running back and forth in front of the stable. Ben took a horse, picked out the best-looking saddle. He pulled himself up into the saddle. The sky was overcast as he squared his shoulders and kicked the horse into a fast gallop. He was on the run with the pistol he killed his stepdaddy tucked in his belt. As the sun rose in the sky and it got sweltering hot, Ben stopped to wipe the sweat from his forehead.
"Sure wish I'd thought to grab a hat. This sun is murder. I don't even have any water. How dumb can a person be?"
He met two Mexican vaqueros on the trail. They were going to take his horse and make him walk. They didn't expect a gringo kid to have a gun. While they were laughing, joking, and making fun of him,
He pulled the gun from his belt, shot, and killed them both before they knew what was going on. They fell from their horses onto the ground. The taunts, the last words to be uttered.
"That'll teach you to laugh at me."
"Good. They got canteens. I can sure use a drink right now.
This killing is hard work, but easy. You just point and shoot."
He climbed off his horse, removed a canteen, and drank deeply.
"Mmm, that's good."
The Mexicans were both dressed in fancy clothes, decorated with lots of silver conchos. Even their saddles and holsters were decorated with silver conchos and lots of engraving.
"I ain't never seen such fancy clothes. I wonder if they'll fit me."
He rolled the smaller man over onto his back and began removing the decorative clothing from the man and put them on. He especially liked the silver conchos lining the chaps and the belt.
"I think they fit pretty good. I wonder if I look like a Mexican."
He reached down and picked up a big sombrero with a silver band around the crown.
"This is just what I need for this hot Texas sun."
He slapped the horse he had stolen on the rump, and he headed toward home. One of the Mexicans' horses was a big blue roan with a black face.
"I reckon I'm going to name you Blue. You're going to be my horse from now on."
He removed the fancy twin holsters with the silver conchos and the fancy engravings down the sides from the vaquero's waist and strapped them around his own waist.
"I didn't know guns were so heavy. I'll just have to get used to it."
He tied a big red silk bandana around his neck. He searched the other man's pockets and collected 5 pesos.
"I wonder if these are anything like real American dollars. I reckon I'm ready to ride. I'll take the extra horse and guns to the next town and trade them for supplies."
He mounted his new blue roan horse, gathered the reins of the extra horse, and took off wearing his fancy new clothes. He reached the next town after riding through the night. He rode straight to the livery stable.
"Howdy. Are you with the fellas over at the saloon?" "Say, you ain't one of them pepper bellies, are you?"
"No, I don't reckon I am." "I want to sell this here horse. How much you give for him?"
The owner was a small man, wearing blue dungarees and a blue shirt. He looked to be in his 50s.
"Where'd you get that animal? And for that matter, why you dressed in those Mex clothes? Why, you ain't but a kid."
"I worked on a Mexican ranch for a few months. This is what they paid me with. You want to buy him or not?"
"You sure you didn't steal him?
I don't need no trouble with no Mexes.
You calling me a thief?"
"I got to be sure. The saloon is plumb full of them right now. If they come to get their horses and notice a stolen horse with that fancy Mexican saddle, then I'm in big trouble. You can understand my situation, can't you?"
"I told you how I got this animal. It's up to you if you want him or not. If you don't, I'll go somewheres else."
"I reckon I'll chance it. I'll give you $25 for him."
"Just 'cause I'm a kid don't make me stupid. This horse is worth at least $75.
"I'll give you $40, and that's my final offer."
"Make it $50, and this fine piece of horse flesh is yours. And that's my final offer. I'm sure somebody in this town will want to buy a fine horse like this."
"Done. You're throwing in that fancy saddle, ain't you?"
"Sure. I got no use for 2 saddles. I stuck the money in my shirt pocket. Is there a gunsmith in town?"
2 blocks over past the saloon. "You got a gun you want fixed?"
"Got one to sell. It's a fine piece. Want to look?"
"If it's anything like those 2 you got strapped around your waist, yeah, I'm interested."
"This setup is worth $25, and no dickering. I'll not take less. I can go to the gunsmith, and you know he'll snap it up at that price."
"You're right. This is a fine setup. Okay, I'll take it."
I put the money in my pants pocket. "Which way to the general store?"
"It's down past the gunsmith I told you about. Whereabouts you headed, if I might ask?"
"I'm headed west. Thought I might go to California. I hear there's gold just laying on the ground. You just reach down and pick it up." I figure on coming back here and building the biggest cattle ranch in the state of Texas.
I wish you luck. You're gonna need it.
Watch my horse while I go buy some traveling goods?
Sure. I better get this horse I bought off you in the back. I would recommend you do the same with yours. I would also recommend that you buy some new clothes while you're at the general store. Those Mexes don't take kindly to us white folks dressing in their clothes, unless we're in old Mexico.
I ain't gonna hide if that's what you're suggesting.
You've been warned. I reckon a smart person would heed that warning.
If you're saying I ain't smart, you need to be very careful.
I guess I'm smarter than you. I got you to pay my price for the horse and gun, didn't I? Yeah, I reckon you did that all right. Just be careful, will you?
I'm always careful. I don't need you telling me.
Ben walked out of the livery stable and headed down the middle of the street. He heard the loud, tinny sound of a piano and loud laughter coming from the saloon as he passed by. He walked on down the street and into the general store.
Hola, senor.
Oh, I'm sorry. The way you're dressed, I thought... The store clerk was a tall, thin man with a balding head, looking down his nose through wire-rimmed spectacles. He was dressed in a clean-pressed white shirt, his sleeves held up with sleeve suspenders.
I know what you thought. I ain't no pepper belly. I'm as white as you are.
I meant no offense. What can I help you with today?
I'm going to need enough supplies for a trip to California.
I believe I can help you with that. So you heard about the gold strike, did you?
He started gathering items and placing them on the counter. I didn't hear nothing. I just want to get some supplies and be on my way without a lot of discussing. You think you can manage that?
Absolutely. There is one quick question, though, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. What is it?
Do you have real American dollars or those peso things? I don't take no Mexican money.
I done told you. I'm white. Genuine American. Through and through. Now I'm getting a little upset with all your questions.
I'm very sorry, sir, but you still didn't answer my question about having money. You being a kid dressed like a Mexican makes a person wonder.
I don't like what you're accusing me of.
Ben took out the revolver on the left side, pointed it at the clerk, and pulled the trigger. The slug knocked the clerk back over the counter, and he disappeared behind it.
I told you not to talk so much. Shouldn't ask so darn many questions. By the way, I do have genuine American dollars.
Ben glanced out the door and saw a law dog running across the street, his gun in his hand. He strolled around behind the counter and knelt down beside the dead clerk.
What happened in here? Fred, you here?
Ben stood facing the man, the sheriff's silver star flashing on his vest.
Fred is occupied at the moment. However, I think I can help you with your question.
He pointed the gun in the sheriff's direction and pulled the trigger. The bullet entered just to the right of his badge. He dropped his gun as the force of the slug pushed him back through the door as if someone had jerked him. His body landed half on, half off the steps of the boardwalk. Ben slid the gun back in its holster. He started grabbing the things off the counter that the clerk had stacked there. He stuffed the goods into a burlap bag as quickly as he could. The townsfolk were stirring around the store, trying to see what was happening.
What happened? Is that the sheriff laying there?
Did someone shoot him?
From the way he's laying, it looks like somebody in the store shot him.
Look there. There's somebody in the store. I see a Mexican. He's putting stuff in a bag. Look out! He's coming out!
Folks started scrambling to get off the street. Ben took out a gun, pointed it at no one in particular. He started walking back toward the livery stable. He passed by the saloon again and was probably 25 feet away when someone yelled,
Un momento, un segundo, por favor.
Please to hold on, senor. Ben turned, looked at the man in front of the saloon. He was dressed almost the same as he was. Fancy vaquero clothes with lots of silver conchos decorating them. He was wearing a pistola tied down on his leg,
He looked as though he knew how to use it.
What did you want?
The man stepped down from the boardwalk and into the street.
I am sorry, senor. I thought you were one of my compadres. I have been waiting a very long time. I expected him to be here before now. Those clothes you are wearing look very much like Eduardo's clothes.
I'm sure there's more than one set of clothes that look like this. If you'll excuse me, I need to go get my horse. I'm leaving town.
Please to hold up. Where did a gringo kid like you get those guns? Guns, they are not like clothes. Those pistoles look like Eduardo's guns, which he had made special for him in Mexico City. I think maybe you stole them from him. He started walking slowly toward Ben.
You calling me a thief?
I don't like to be called a thief. Ben raised the gun that was in his hand. Before it was level to fire, he found himself laying in the dirt street, looking up at the blue sky. There was a burning in the center of his chest. It felt like a horse had kicked him. He was finding it hard to breathe. He blinked his eyes, and the Mexican was standing, looking down at him.
Why did you do that, kid? You could have just told me where you got the guns. I didn't want to shoot you.
Ben tried to answer, but he couldn't form the words. He finally got a breath in, and then the darkness washed over him. Other books by J.C. Halsey. Angel Falls, Texas. Velvet Sky, Arizona. Angry Orchard, Colorado. Clear Stone, Wyoming. Itching Tree, Idaho. Windy Butte, New Mexico. Devil's Dance, Dakota Territory. Redemption Road. Red Rose. Some Stuff I Wrote. Some More Stuff I Wrote. Even More Stuff I Wrote. Newest Stuff I Wrote. Brand New Stuff I Wrote. Brand Spanking New Stuff I Wrote. Look What I Found. Oldest Coon Hunter in Somerville County, compiled by. Confessions of a Battered Wife, compiled by. This has been The Concho Kid, a Western short story, written by J.C. Halsey, narrated by Steve Blizzen. Copyright November 26, 2014, by J.C. Halsey. Production copyright 2016, by Outlaws Publishing, LLC. This has been a Clear Voice Media production.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.